Rat and Octopus, a tale from Samoa, retold by Tusiata Avia, illustrated by Fraser Williamson. What story would you like tonight? Asked Pa. The one about Rat and Octopus, said the children. Pa smiled. Okay, then I'll begin, he said. Once there was a rat who lived on a small island. Rat wanted to go to the big island that she could see far across the water. Rat asked her friends Snail and Pigeon to come with her. It was too far to swim, so they made a raft of coconut branches to take them to the island. Rat, Snail, and Pigeon set off on the raft for the big island. They were far out at sea when suddenly the raft began to sink. Pigeon screeched with fear and flew off into the sky. Snail looked at Rat. Don't worry about me, said Snail. I will be all right. I will go down with the raft to the bottom of the sea. The sea can be my new home. Pigeon was safe, and Snail was safe. But what could Rat do? She could not fly away like Pigeon, and she could not live under the water like Snail. All Rat could do was swim. The raft sank into the water, and Rat began swimming. But the island was far away, and soon she began to feel very tired. Then Rat saw Octopus swimming by. She called out as loud as she could, Octopus, please save me. Please take me to that island. Octopus could see that Rat needed help. Climb onto my head and I will take you where you want to go, he said. So Rat climbed onto the head of Octopus. And they set off for the island. When they got there, Rat jumped off and said, Thank you, Octopus. Thank you for saving me. Then she laughed and added, I have left a little present on your head. And away she ran. Octopus found that the cheeky rat had left droppings on his head. He was very angry. He waved his arms and shouted, Watch out for me, rat! I will never stop looking for you! Never! Pa smiled at the children. And to this day, Octopus is still searching for Rat. If you ever see an octopus, you will still see the markings from the rat on its head.